This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Soundbites from the coach's last presser.
Don't know what I said, but I will say this. For all those lip readers out there, there's more than one word in the English language that starts with F.
Bite me with Coach Harbaugh.
It's definitely something we got to do, and we got to cut down on the penalties. That's very important. We've done it before on offense. We haven't had a lot of those in some of our big offensive games, but today that was a big problem.
That's John Harbaugh on his team's 18-16 loss, talking about how pick some of the issues, like for instance, all the penalties, the 12 penalties for the Baltimore Ravens, which was, as you pointed out, Ed, very uncalled for.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and you know, back to your Jeremy's opinion about an ineligible man downfield, that may or not be, you know, a discussion about if it's a fair penalty, but you need to know when to release. And if you know, if it's on the lineman, that's one thing, but it seems like it's not. It may be on the quarterback. It's just too often. It's like this happens a lot, and then you get pre-snap penalties with, you know, illegal motion too often. You know, it's like, stop it! Like,
what if,
stop.
What if one of these guys takes off and blocks the hell out of their man and just throws him back 5 yards and pancakes him? He's technically downfield. Are you going to throw the flag then?
You know, McCarr has 12 penalties this year himself.
Yeah.
Damn.
His name gets
more penalties than games.
Yeah, I didn't know he had 12, but his name gets called a whole lot. So it's just plenty of blame. The penalties are really frustrating. It's the one thing people and coaches use this all the time. We gotta reduce the penalties. You're in week 12.
And they lead the league.
Lead the league, far and away.
You have become the Raiders.
Yeah. The old Raiders.
Oh, man. One thing we knew was a consistent force for this Baltimore Ravens team was Justin Tucker. Not so much lately. Here's Hobbs on his kicker.
Yeah, Tuck needs to make kicks. He knows that. That's important. He makes them in practice. And he made the long one later, which is good to see, which means he's still very capable of it. Kick him straight. We'll be good.
Yeah, kick him straight. We'll be good. Yeah. So easy to say.
Yeah.
Jeremy Kahn, he can't kick him straight right now. Again, I'll shout out to my buddy. Said this earlier. Norm. Norm is a golf pro. Norm told me weeks ago, Rob, Justin Tucker's going to start missing left. I said, why? He's losing velocity. Mm-hmm. And golfers, when it starts left and comes back right, is because of that velocity they have, and it picks up on it.
Right.
He said, when you lose that velocity, golfers, it stays left. He said, if you look at Tucker's ball, it's always left to back to right down the center.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he's going to start going left. He started missing left because he's losing a lot of velocity. And yesterday, when did he miss them both?
Yeah.
Left.
The whole season.
And I talked to Norm again yesterday. He's, I'm telling you. And he gave me the technical term that I don't remember. But in layman's terms, he's missing. That velocity doesn't kick it back.
It's been consistently left.
Yeah.
I wonder who's, I'm sure they have their, you know, psychologist, psychiatrist talking to him. He really better adjust what he's saying, I think. It's something, because it's clearly in his head.
You know what's in my head? The play call that resulted in the Isaiah Likely fumble. Coach, tell me all about it.
It's a screen, which is like a run. And you can't take a knee there. I mean, they have three timeouts. You take a knee, they're calling their timeouts. You're punting from your own, 12-yard line or whatever it was. So you got to try to get at least a good play to start. So
he called call the timeout to stop fumble. The clock.
Thank you. Jesus. You stop the clock, Harbaugh.
What are you talking
you
about?
You stop the clock, Harbaugh. When you had a 7-6 lead, instead of saying let the clock run, get it, and get out of here, go to halftime with a 1-point lead, you stop the clock. What you didn't anticipate was being pinned to your own end zone and having to go to the length of the field. So based on where Pittsburgh was, in your infinite wisdom, you didn't think there was a chance that you could have a long field with a little bit of time. You didn't think so.
Yeah.
In your infinite wisdom, your team played like dog crap in the first half, and you were fortunate enough to have a 1-point lead. So what you see, timeout, timeout. Why you call timeout? I don't know. I started the NBA game. Can I get a 30?
Yeah.
Can I?
It's something.
We couldn't call it. We couldn't kneel it because they had three timeouts. Like,
by the way, the play they ran there is the play I've been begging them to run. The little tight end. I call it a pick and pop. It's a tight end screen. It's a beautiful play. Just fumbled. Please don't go away from it. Use it some other time when it's really important because it is a great play that the Chiefs run all the time and just slowly bleed the other team dry.
Beautiful play.
Yeah,
it's American play.
Best play ever.
Another play I don't understand. Coach, riddle me this. What were you thinking on a 2-point conversion?
It was a play that we have. I don't think I need to describe all the details of the play, but it was not an RPO, no.
No, please do. Tell us how that play goes. I'm sure you know every movement of every player on there, or did you not know that was the play call when it came down? I mean, come on.
Come on.
It's unbelievable.
Coach Tomlin, let's go to the Pittsburgh locker room. Coach Tomlin, can you describe that 2-point conversion for us?
You know, I wanted to see what structure they were in and call a timeout, and we did that. And thankfully, we even saw some of the semblance of the schematics of what they intended to run. I think that made them change and go the other direction, and obviously – particularly Mr. Jackson is a little bit less dangerous when he's going to his left than his right. So we're thankful for that.
Basically, the opposing coach said, thank you for running a stupid play. We appreciate the W. That's what he just said. We wanted him to go left. And you guys said, hey, what do you think if we send him left on the Steelers?
They keep calling him Mr. Jackson.
That's the ticket, yeah.
Damn. That's something.
You all right over there, Sunshine?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You had the opposing coach go, thank you, thank you, thank you for being you.
People said we throw shade on Harbaugh. Do me a favor, Joe. Could you play Mike Tomlin's soundbite one more time?
You know, I wanted to see what structure they were in and call a timeout.
I wanted to pick their pockets.
Thankfully, we even saw some of the semblance of the schematics of what they intended to run. I think that made them change and go the other direction, and obviously
and they went in the way we wanted them to
go. Particularly, Mr. Jackson is a little bit less dangerous when he's going to his left than his right. So
that's what he just said. He said we picked their pockets. They showed us their hands, and then they went the direction that we wanted them to go.
He said all of that. He really did. He just said all of that.
You have,
and his Mr. Jackson stuff, I think, is becoming condescending.
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin with this. You have arguably the most dangerous weapon in the backfield, and you can pick which one I'm talking about, Lamar or Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
One of them's not on the field for the play.
No. Let's go with three, because give me a fullback that blocks like Pat Ricard.
Yeah.
Give me one.
That's fine. I'm just talking about.
So you have three legit weapons, so you use those weapons. Patrick Carr is not a weapon when he's on the 2-yard line going the opposite way. But when he gets inside that 10-yard line, that's why you re-signed him. That's why.
Why wouldn't you have this marquee player that is one of the most efficient guys at creating more time, running, plays breaking down, making things happen, rolling to his right where he's comfortable throwing, and having an option for him to throw it or run it if you're going to move him out? Like, why would that? Did you want to go away from TJ? Did TJ Watt scare you? Is that what happened? Did you guys get scared of going to TJ Watt's side because you remembered last time you did this, you didn't block him and he batted down a pass that Mark Andrews would have caught to win the game? Is that what happened?
Or how about not be cute and hand the ball off to Derrick Henry, who's running behind Pat Ricard? How about that?
How about that? And how about, yes, I mean, that's what I was most frustrated about. But how about you see TJ Watt uncovered and nobody gets him? You run the same play. He's uncovered. This was like the Troy Polamalu nightmare years ago. I'm looking at him going, oh, my God, he's not covered. In the backfield. There we go.
Hey, Steelers, I'm just letting you know, you can call a timeout. Doesn't matter. We're running Pat Ricard up the middle, and we'll give the ball to Derrick Henry. He's coming behind him.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do. You can call timeout if you want. It doesn't matter. This is what we're doing.
You know what? I think
you've got to stop it.
I think if they told them to play 50% of the time, the Ravens still get that. Like, if you say, we're giving the ball to Derrick Henry, he's running through that six hole there. He's running through the B gap. He's running wherever you want.
And he's coming behind Ricard.
Yeah. Wherever Ricard goes, that's where he's going. And I good luck.
Mike Press's report going at 9:30. We give out MVPs around the NFL up next on The Fan.
Around the NFL.
This is where we pick out MVPs. Let's start off with Jeremy Kahn.
Okay. Well, okay. Mine's going to be very interesting because I don't know if I've done this before. I'm going to go with two wide receivers.
No, man. You have never done that before.
From the same team. We start off with the great and wonderful Jameson Williams.
There he goes. Foot race with Miller. Foot race with Savage. That is six for number nine.
If this guy could stop gambling, stop doing stuff he's not supposed to do off the field, and stop getting suspended, he might have a hell of a season one year. Jameson Williams yesterday, four catches, 124 yards. And the reason that he makes this list is he did the Marshawn Lynch, where he jumped into the end zone holding his crotch backwards as he scored his touchdown.
He held his crotch backwards? How'd he do that?
He jumped in backwards holding his crotch.
Okay.
Yeah, he held it from the back. That's what he did. All right, so, yeah, he gets my first one. But the main guy in this game, 11 receptions, 161 yards, two tutties. Amon-Ra St. Brown was just ridiculous. If he stays healthy, he's another guy that just, I know he knows every receiver drafted in front of him. Guy works his ass off in the offseason. Special, special player, man.
Ed Norris?
My first one is Justin Herbert.
Three guys keep Hendrickson out of the backfield. Herbert throws end zone! Touchdown! Justin!
Yeah. He had a great night. He had almost 300 yards in the air. Two passing touchdowns, a pass rating 94.3. He also ran for 65 yards, an average of 13 a carry with a long of 30. So he's showing great mobility. He's a good runner. He can pass, but that's not the reason, because he's not having a great season. If you look at him statistically, he's kind of like, it's good, having a good season. But I think Joe sent this out in a group last night. Like, he looks really much better than he used to. Like, there was a time when I was like, I don't know if he's really all we thought he was going to be, and like maybe it was a bit of a disappointment. He was throwing some darts last night. I mean, on a string, and not like 12 yards. I'm talking about 20, 30 yards downfield on a, like a frozen rope. And then it's taken off like that. He just looks like a different guy. And that's why I'm giving my second MVP to Jim Harbaugh. Because I always thought he was a very good coach. He's a turnaround guy. He takes broken programs and fixes them. And this, I think the Los Angeles Chargers are one of those where they've been talented for years but have had crappy coaching, in my opinion. So he did it with Stanford, he did it with 49. He's done it everywhere he's gone. But more than that, he's known as a quarterback whisperer. Obviously, he played in the NFL. He played the position at this level. So he was a quarterback. I guess I just listened to him more, and he knows more about it because he's seen that world through a face mask. But he really seems like he really develops quarterbacks really well. And I think Herbert is benefiting from that right now because he looks like, to me, a different guy. And I think Joe's text was like, oh, Ravens don't want to face him later in the year. I think you're right. That secondary against him, not going to be good.
Jeremy Kahn has always been willing to admit when he was wrong about someone. I think in about another year or two, he'll admit he's wrong about my first MVP. He went 28 of 33 for 307 yards, four touchdowns, no picks, and a passer rating of 145. Bo Nix has been turning it on lately. Jeremy, I think you're going to admit that you were wrong about that dude. Really?
Never!
Really
he right. sucks!
Okay.
All right, we'll see.
Okay. And my second MVP has received my MVP award four times now this year, and that's Jared Goff.
First and goal. Goff to the air. Caught for the touchdown. Amon-Ra St. Brown, another one. Two today.
Jared Goff said, oh, yeah, Rob? You say my team can win in spite of me? How about this? He goes 24 of 29, 412 yards, four touchdowns, and a passer rating of 158.3, QBR of 93.9. All right, man. I apologize, bro. I was unfamiliar with your skills.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with your game. Now I am.
You know what I mean? He went out there and had it. This is the fourth time I've given him MVP this year. What a game by him. 24 of 29 for 412. That's just pitch and catch right there. It's unfair. You gave his two wide receivers.
Yeah.
Didn't you? Both of them.
Yeah, because they helped him get approval from you. So those were the guys that carried his ass to that victory, you know, as wide receivers usually do to quarterbacks.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, good morning.
What's up?
Morning. Good show, as always. I just want to do there's something I've been noticing, I guess all along, but I really paid attention to the clock, to the play clock, and it seems like for the Ravens, for the Ravens to get the call in and get set, they use almost every tick of the clock.
As long as they're at the line of scrimmage, I don't care. I don't want them. I think in the past they've been hurrying to the line of scrimmage because
we wondered was that by design from the offensive coordinator, but not when plays.
But now, if he's, I mean, there was no situation yesterday where the clock became an issue.
Well, I'd say the only thing that you would have is when the clock's winding down, is those pass rushers can. They can get off when they know you have to snap the ball. You know, like they'll get a better jump, I guess you could say.
They don't say get off.
Yeah. They don't say get off?
No.
I got off on you.
Let's go Vic in Bel Air. What's up, Vic? Off.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. My comments this morning are brought to you by the Mount Washington Tavern. So,
good.
whenever I think about our running game, I think about Jamal Lewis and how we used to just ground and pound that guy all game. I don't know why they're not using Henry, and I've called him before. If you look at the direct correlation between his carries and our wins or losses, I mean, it's obvious. If we're not at 20, we don't win with him.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true at all. They won the games when he didn't have 20 carries.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where you get 20 carries from.
Yeah, that's not true at all. They won several games. Yeah. Where he didn't have 20 carries.
He didn't even average 20 carries a year last year.
Yeah.
He was about 16, 18.
Yeah. I mean, the Jamal Lewis, number one, different era in football, and your quarterbacks absolutely sucked.
Yeah.
Absolutely sucked back then. But, you know, you're not going to ground and pound that in that way that you used to ground and pound at all. Last week, you beat the Bengals. You had 16 carries. Now, I'll walk you through this. You beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with 15 carries. You beat the Cincinnati Bengals before with 15 carries. So it's not always true. 410-583-1057, Minnesota. Sean, what's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
This reminds me, any Ravens fan that's, say, in their mid to late 40s and older, can remember, since the previous caller touched on Jamal Lewis and what y'all just said, but this currently reminds me of those wasted years, you know, and all I can say is I'm glad we at least got Derrick Henry for 2 years, because this coaching, I've always been a Harbaugh guy. I've always, you know what, for the longest time, I always thought we had the better Harbaugh, you know what I'm saying? But man, that belief is slowly starting to wane, bro. Slowly starting to wane. And then also, lastly, I wanted to say, well, you know what? I can't even remember. I'm so heated about it. You know what I mean? I'm gonna let it go right there. But I tell you this though, I'm a fella who's married with four children, and you know, I don't even live in Baltimore anymore. So it's really an ordeal. Thank goodness for streaming to watch the Ravens every week. And I'm glad at this point I don't live in Baltimore, because there are too many Steelers fans within that proximity in Baltimore County for me to go through the town to be happy. At least out here I can rock with Minneapolis with the Vikings fans for a hot week.
Hey, Sean, thanks a lot for the call, man. 410-583-1057. Final thoughts at 9:45. But on the other side, Mike Preston joins us up next on The Fan.
Preston. This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This report card
brought to you by Rice Mirtha Pesaurus.
The aftermath of an accident can feel like you're getting wrecked again. Don't get wrecked twice. For the best advice, call Rice Mirtha Pesaurus at 410 Rice Law.
Preston's report card.
The professor is in. Mike Preston joins us. Mike, man, with that kind of game, you lose 18-16. There's not a whole lot to be impressed with. If you're walking away from that, number one, were you impressed with anything for the Baltimore Ravens?
Their defense, at least in the secondary, was a little bit better. But, you know, I watched Pittsburgh play. Their offense is pretty vanilla. I mean, they were running some routes I saw that used to use in recreation. 9 and 10, two guys on one side, and they both do little curls. That's the kind of stuff they ran I ran in rec ball. And I'm watching that, and I'm like, they got a feel for this game that they don't need to beat the Ravens deep. They got this offense down, and they did. But nothing there that I saw was like, oh, they're really good. Actually, I walked away from the game and said, what happened to this football team? What went wrong?
Well, let me ask you this. Does it seem like the Mike Tomlin just has the number of John Harbaugh?
Yeah. You won 8 of 9. Yeah, and that was a sloppy game. It was a terrible game, you know, watching all the penalties and so forth. But physically, they match up well with the Ravens. And I've talked about this before. When a team has a good defensive line and you got guys in the back end who can cover, your chances of beating the Ravens are pretty good. And, you know, you got Cameron Haywood and T.J. Watt up front for the Steelers. You can keep Lamar controlled where he can't run all over the field and make plays. And they pretty much did that. And their pursuit angles were very good. They didn't chase behind him. They almost squared up with him and then kind of cut his angle off. So he had a throw going out of bounds. And that's some smart stuff. That's being outcoached there.
Mike Preston joins us. Mike Preston, report card. He gave his full report earlier on the show. You go back, listen to the 8 o'clock hour on the Odyssey app. Also find it on Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com.
Mike, you know, we talk a lot about Mike Tomlin, you know, a lot of respect for him as a coach. I have a lot for Harbaugh as well, but people, you know, always bring these guys up. But is Tomlin like, you know, we just played a clip a while ago where he basically, in a very polite, you know, complimentary way, basically paintbrush slapped the Ravens coaching staff for being predictable, and they did everything that he, you know, they tipped him off, basically, you know, and calling Lamar Mr. Jackson. Is he like the master of like head games in the NFL?
Yep. Very, very, very good at that. You saw who he sent out there to do the coin flip yesterday, Patrick Queen. You go back and you look at by Derrick Henry. Something was going on there where they got a tell on that because they were crashing the line of scrimmage.
I mean, a couple of times he got caught before on those toss plays. He got caught in the backfield. And I'm like, they're reading something. They're seeing something there because they're just jumping with the corners and the safeties right off the bat. And usually those guys have to read the receivers first, but these guys were just coming forward. There was something there that they saw. Even some of the routes where the running backs were coming out of the backfield, and the Ravens tried some of those things, and they were matching up with them stride for stride. And like, yeah, he's got this thing down. He kind of knows what's going on. And, you know, maybe the next time the Ravens play him, they have to change up a little bit. And most teams do that. But they usually do it after three or four games because then you got to beat on them. The Ravens may need to do that when they play the Steelers because Mike Tomlin, he owns the Ravens.
Hey,
the
Mike.
The Steelers own the Ravens.
So, again, like looking back, yesterday's game kind of reminded me a lot of the Browns game. I mean, different facets and things that you could look at to say this is the reason they lost, but two missed field goals, a couple of drop passes, three turnovers in kind of goofy fashion that they happen, and then all those penalties, and they still lose by 2 points. I still think there's a ton of talent on this team. I just don't know why they're not getting the most out of them.
I can't explain that either. I mean, and you can go point to the penalties all you want and so forth. What I look at is physically, did you get handled in this game? And they did. They took the Ravens totally out of their offense. If the Ravens can't run the football, then they don't have the play-action passing game. They don't have the run-pass options. They didn't have any of that going yesterday. They basically just said, okay, this is who we are. And the Steelers said, yeah, we know who you are, and we're going to take it away from you. You're not going to be yourself in this game. And they did. Like I talked about earlier, Derrick Henry, you got to touch the ball more than 13 times in a game. Just to keep them honest. But there were just certain things that they did, and then just got after them. And, you know, their defensive line, they're pretty good. And how many passes did Lamar have batted down? At least three or four at the line of scrimmage. You know, that's coaching also because – if you can't beat them, at least get your hands up. And they did. Hayward knocked down at least two. I remember him knocking down two at the line of scrimmage. So that's coaching, folks. That's what happens, especially when you got quick release.
Here with Mike Preston's report card being found at Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He went through position by position right here on this show at 8 o'clock. You can find that on the Odyssey app. Mike, is it me or do you seem like Ravens receivers are dropping passes in crucial situations? They came back and scored on that one drive as they dropped it, but a little bit too many drops lately.
Yeah, and I thought that would change once they signed Johnson. I thought that would get Aguilar to pick up his game, which he did. But in crunch time, you know, the only guy you can really count on is Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not including the tight end, because Andrews, it comes through. But he didn't get a lot of passes yesterday. But of the receivers, you don't know what they're going to do. Bateman.
What was Flowers doing with his hands on that drop, though? Because it looked like he thought it was coming in lower because he had him down, and then it gets to his chest, and you're like, what the hell was that?
Go back and look at the play and see, doesn't he has peripheral, like I'm getting ready to get knocked out from the left-hand side.
Right. Fair enough.
That's what was going on there. Because you can see that head start to tilt a little bit. I'm like, yeah, he was worried about getting crushed or making a move. And that happens because I saw that a couple of times last night in the Chargers game with the Bengals.
Hey, Mike, when you look at the Ravens now, well into the season, you're talking week 12 now. Are they in the same discussion now? Because it happened all season. We'd say the Lions, the Chiefs, the Bills, and teams like that, or are they in another now stratosphere division?
I will keep them right where they were before the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if they just take care of the business, you know, stop the penalties, stop the craziness, they're right there physically. Because, I mean, most of the teams, they just go out and dominate those teams physically. Like the Bills beat the Chargers, and I'm like, the Ravens dismantled Buffalo. And I think if they played them again, they would do it again. It seems like every team, there's always one team that has your number. And you guys have all coached. We've always had that team, regardless of what sport we were coaching. I mean, in lacrosse, it couldn't be like Raven. Six times we played him. And I just wanted to play him again just to beat him one time. And we did. And there's always a team that has your number. And the Ravens have to figure out how they're going to beat Pittsburgh. They have not done that. And I know it has to bug them. It really has to bug them. And, I mean, it's Pittsburgh. It's the team that they own. As Steve Bisciotti once said, we want to model ourselves after the Steelers.
And Mike, so you said the Bills. Did you mean Bills Chiefs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Figure that out.
Mike, we talked about it earlier. What would it take for the Ravens not to give Harbaugh an extension, or do you think that's up in the air right now?
It all depends on the postseason and how far they go in the postseason.
Yeah.
I think if he goes far, and guys, I'm sorry, but my expectations for this team, you got to go to the show. After last year, you had the best team in the National Football League. We've seen all of this winning. We've heard about Lamar, MVPs, and all these weapons they got. You need to go to the show. Now, once you get there, you can win or lose. We got it. To make steps, to make that next step, and that's to get to the show. That's where I'm at. And if it doesn't, then we'll see what happens at the end of the year. It will get interesting.
Thanks a lot, Professor. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. I just realized, man, this is the last full week. Next week, what? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then Thanksgiving? My favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that holiday. Food, family, and football. Can't mess that holiday up.
Yeah, you can.
Thank you.
With family.
It's the one day of the year that I tolerate them. 410, extended family, not my.
I got you.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Our final thoughts, and we'll preview tonight's Monday Night Football, the Battle of Texas, up next on the Fan.
Final thoughts.
Ravens took the loss 18-16 to the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday. Ed Norris, your final thoughts on this game?
The Ravens need to clean stuff up, period. I still think they're way more talented than Pittsburgh. They didn't give up a touchdown yesterday. The defense stepped up, which was amazing because it has not been the case, as we all know, this year. Defense looked good, did not give up a touchdown, and the Ravens once again beat themselves. 12 penalties, you know, three turnovers, 12 penalties, three batted passes, bonehead mistakes. Your kicker is snake bitten right now. Don't know what's going on with Justin Tucker. He missed two field goals he would ordinarily make any time in the past. They got some stuff to clean up if we're talking seriously about making a run to playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with you. They just don't look good right now. Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, Monday night you get the Chargers coming up this week. Then the Eagles. You get them in Baltimore. Then your bye. Giants, Steelers, Texans, Browns. You got three first place teams, and if the Chargers were in any other division, they'd probably be in first place. Good luck.
Bay, yeah.
And it feels like, I'm not saying it's a foregone conclusion that you can't lose any of these games.
Well, you can't lose the Christmas game at all. None of us can lose. None of us.
Because Beyonce is going to be
there. Absolutely. You're right.
Yeah, Beyonce in Houston. I heard the announcement. I'm going, let me see where they're playing. Oh, it's in Houston. It's not in Baltimore. But yeah, like yesterday.
Like that's going to stop you.
Yesterday was a bitch. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. The penalties, the turnovers. You lose by 2 points. You miss two field goals. You had one of the most horrendous two-point conversion calls. And we haven't said that since the last time you had a two-point conversion call against the Steelers. So, I don't know. I think coaches have to take an honest look in the mirror and say, okay, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Why are the players getting so many penalties? And I don't know if you guys realize it. They have so many, like, procedure penalties or false starts. Like, dead ball. You're going
pre-snap stuff. Yeah.
What is this? Why is this continuing to happen? So, yeah, frustrating, but I don't think you can. I don't think you can sit here and take another L by one of the bad teams you face. And to be honest, I'm not sure you can take one by one of the good teams to get to where you want to get to.
I've seen enough. We talk about this enough. It's always the same thing with this football team. Bad calls, I should say, bad plays, bad decision making. I'm sick of it. I mean, I think now's the time to stop with the excuses and call it what it is. Coaches are making bad situations, bad decisions. They are. Putting the team in bad positions as well. I want to see something different. And I don't think you can see something different with what you have, with who you have. We don't want to say it. We don't want to say it. Someone said earlier, how long before the shine off of that Super Bowl goes away? It's been a long time. Yeah, kids don't remember winning the Super Bowl.
By the way, I'm not even sure the team that won the Super Bowl would be in the top five teams I've seen the Ravens have over the past 15 years. That was a bad team that got hot at the right time.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. So, like,
again, how much more talented this team is.
I think last year's
even
team,
as it is, last year's team was incredible.
Was the most talented team I've seen the Ravens have, and we obviously know how that ended.
Yeah, it didn't end well. Let's take a look at tonight: Battle of Texas, Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football preview.
Ed Norris, your thoughts on tonight's game between the Cowboys, who are hosting the Texans?
Well, I think the Texans are going to make quick work of the Cowboys. I don't know how much of a real rivalry this is. Not division opponents, obviously, but they are in-state opponents. I just think that you're going to see C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins have a big day against that Dallas secondary. I don't think they're very good. They're kind of middling. So I see Houston just advancing. I think the Cowboys pretty much in, you know, Cancun on three right now. They're not going anywhere.
I think they said that 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they may have. I'm serious. It's like, I don't really see them doing anything. It's pretty clear. Like, it's going to be the Eagles or the Commanders watch to win that division. Probably the Eagles, but I think the Commanders make the playoffs. But the Cowboys are 3-6. And after tonight, they're going to be 3-7.
So you just called it. They're going to lose the nice game.
They're going to lose
that. At home.
Yes.
With Rush Hour, the Rush Man?
Yes.
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour, yeah.
Well, do you ever touch his radio?
They have Cooper Rush, I get it. They may pull it out, but yeah, I don't think so.
He called in. They called him Cooper Rush in Dallas.
They call him Rush Man. No, Rush Man plays catcher for us.
Oh,
that's
my
what he
God.
Does. Rush Man.
I love Rashawn. I do. Cowboys lose. That's it. Give us some gambling numbers on tonight.
Yeah, so 41.5 is the total. You're looking at about 7 points that the Texans are favored by. I don't think this is a battle of Texas. Just because if the Cowboys win, they ain't getting anything. They're going to go home. And by the way, I like the under tonight. I hate games like this. I hate watching games like this. I hate betting on games like this because anytime you have a lame duck team at the end of the season, you don't know what they're going to do. You don't know if they're going to put their best foot forward. Are they trying to lose? Like, I think the Giants naming Tommy DeVito quarterback is them purposely trying to lose because you paid $5 million to Drew Lock to come in and be your backup, and you go, yeah, let's go to the third string guy.
Yeah.
They're trying to lose. And then they're talking about Jacksonville. Will Jacksonville bring back Trevor Lawrence? I don't think it matters. But are they trying to lose with Mac Jones? Yeah. And you got these teams that are tanking for better picks, and that's exactly what the Cowboys are going to be doing the rest of the way. I think this goes under. I think it's an ugly game. And if you have anything else that you could possibly do tonight, do that.
Yeah. There's some like college basketball on.
Yeah, it's a lighter night for college hoops. Got a decent slate in the NBA, more of the in-season game here, or in-season tournament. But at college hoops, Gonzaga is playing late if you want to watch that.
No.
But they're playing San Diego State. They on the road. They should be able to handle them, but I stayed away from that game.
You said some NBA tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You got some good games tonight.
Yeah, Bulls Pistons. That's a good one.
That's going to be a shootout, in my opinion. I didn't get to give out any plays. It's one of my favorite plays is the over in that game. I've been talking about Bulls play at the fastest pace, and I think Cade Cunningham has a phenomenal night. I like the Bucks tonight. I like Philly and Miami to go under. So there's a lot of things. The games that I like Miami, Ohio, Michigan to go over. That's a 6 o'clock game. I'll probably be tuning into that until football starts, and then I'll turn off football at about 8:30.
Or you can keep that game on and listen to Monday Night Football. Hey, coverage begins at 7:30.
That's probably what I'll do at
home.
There
you go. Hey, Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Monday.
Monday morning quarterback.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.